guys, and you're listening to Dr. K. It's Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm so thrilled to have Alessandra Torresani here in the office today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. She's one of my favorite female comedians.
Oh my gosh, stop. You're so cute.
And for those of you guys who want a good visual, imagine Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
And who did you play?
I played Claire. I played Raj's girlfriend. And I was a sci-fi comic book writer, so not that far out of the ordinary, since I do a lot of sci-fi TV shows and movies. So
there you go. So not that far from you.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm so thrilled you came in, and you and Jenna Ushkowitz did a podcast with me.
Yes, we did.
Jenna from Glee, and it was so hilarious. So today I thought we would do, like, you can ask me any questions.
Oh, my goodness.
Want.
Okay.
Rapid fire, all about your face, all about whatever you want.
Okay, I think my first question is how on an, not in a percentage, but how often do girls or guys come in for the under eye treatment that I had done with the injection?
It's so common these days. It's like it's very prevalent, actually. I would say a good 30% of patients have under eye hollows that need treatment, and we're maybe a third of my day I spend treating under eyes.
I would say that a lot of my Instagram followers, friends, and fan bases, all that was the number one direct message that I got was about who is Dr. K and what is this quick procedure, because this is something that was an issue for every single person. And it was crazy. I have never gotten that many direct messages about one specific issue.
Really?
Ever. With TV, with anything else. You literally were the number one direct message question. And I would say, at Dr. K, at Beauty by Dr. K.
Well, that's awesome. I think it publicizes the fact that you can do something about tired under eyes besides concealer. Because
right.
For all these years, there's nothing out there other than concealer. And makeup artists are, like, so prevalent everywhere. You can do mm-hmm. a great job concealing those dark circles. But if you're like me, like, I don't want to wear makeup on the weekends. I don't want to have to put makeup
no,
on.
No, but I would say even I can tell how my day was, honestly, while looking at videos and pictures of me on TV and on film. Because when they do the side profile, no matter how much concealer they put in, I had the sunken eyes. Oh. And it's such a difference to me just from the profile. It's not even about the concealer.
Yeah.
That's an everyday problem for me. But on film, it really is such a difference to me that I've noticed just the under eye, how it just...
Yeah, so I use a gel type of a filler, hyaluronic gel, all natural,
mm-hmm.
very safe. It was pretty painless, right, when we did your under eyes?
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, I use a one-point technique, and these fillers rehydrate that kind of sunken area under the eye. So mm-hmm. if you feel like you're hollow or you're a little sunken or...
That's
know,
exactly how I felt.
Because
it wasn't
volume.
Just about the dark circles. It was just... It felt like I would always look tired, no matter
yeah.
how many creams, no matter how much. Also, your cream really helped me a lot. So thank you
oh,
so
good.
Much for
I'm
that.
Glad you
I really
like
do.
It.
I
yeah.
love that. I absolutely do love it. How many guys come in for Botox?
Very many, actually, and it's all on the sly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're guys are some of the best patients ever because they just show up and they just do exactly. You're like, okay, you need this, this, and that. And they just say, okay, do me, doctor. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, whatever you need to do. So I do love it when a guy takes care of their face. I love guys who have full, sexy lips.
Mm-hmm.
And guys suffer when they have dark under eyes because they don't often wear makeup.
No.
Many.
No.
Some do, but not all. And it's life-changing to look suddenly refreshed. And
it really is.
Yeah.
So here's a personal question. My boyfriend will never get Botox, and all I do is pressure him to do it. And he said, I'm not an actor. I'm not in front of the screen. I don't like pictures of me. I feel fabulous and great.
Yeah.
And he's 40, and people think that he's in his late 20s, early 30s. It's
oh,
pretty crazy.
Nice.
He looks young. But what would you recommend for me to kind of slip in his, like, shower bathroom to smooth a little high, you know,
yes, to get forehead. Them interested in taking care of themselves. Because I agree with you. Guys are not going to say, yes, sign me up for Botox. Most
right.
guys.
Yeah. He definitely will
Even
not.
With my own husband, I've had to sneak skincare into his routine. And I, yeah, like you said, I just left some really nice products on his right. countertop. And he just start, how? What is this? How do I do it? What do I do with this? So hyaluronic serum, my topical okay. line filler. So two drops after you wash your face.
Okay.
And it just instantly hydrates. And guys,
I mean, I love it.
I love I know. It. It's guys my like it.
I put it on all day long. Yeah. It's in my car.
After, oh, really?
Yeah, I love it so
That's
much.
Smart, actually. I take it on planes, too.
Oh, of course. I brought it on my whole trip to Europe.
Did you?
Oh, yes. It was in my carry-on.
Ah, cute.
Yeah, throughout the day, I would just, like, freshen myself up.
It's awesome. So hyaluronic acid adds 1,000 times its weight in moisture back to your skin.
Okay.
For men, it's amazing after shaving. And I also like our triple shot, which is kind of like a bracing, tightening. It has caffeine, resveratrol, and green tea. So it's a really nice morning serum.
Because that's what I usually do is I find him in my bathroom going through my products, trying on creams, trying on under
yes.
eyes. And I get so mad at him because I know when he's done it. And he started peeling. And I said, did you put on the Diamond Line Refine? And he said, no. And I said, That's yes, funny. You did. You're peeling. Uh-huh. This is Retin A. You did this completely wrong. You are supposed to put a cream on first. He goes, I did not. It is a cream. Anyways, so I know that he'll eventually use my product.
So he's interested to look good for you. Yeah.
He is very interested.
Yeah.
So I just want to know what I could slip in there if I can't drag him in here.
I would totally add that hyaluronic acid. But also, don't forget to mention him that, did you know that Botox helps with tension, headaches, and migraines?
Cause I know. I've pushed it on.
Yeah.
I said, Migs, it's the fountain of youth. I keep pushing it on him, but he...
Because that makes a lot of people try it, like, you know.
Right.
That's what I told my husband.
Because it is technically a medical thing. Listen, I've had it done for headaches specifically where they've had to shoot it in the back of the neck.
Yes, and for TMJ, for jaw clenchers,
yeah.
it's really good.
So it's not...
And the next best thing is just make him drive you here. And then Dr. K will be like, don't you just want to get a little... How about just a little for you?
Just a little bit.
That slippery slope, you know? Because then they go home and they look really good. They look like the same version of themselves. Strong but smooth.
And jokes on them because they really love it. So
exactly.
if they would just listen to women from the beginning like they always should,
yeah,
then this wouldn't be a problem. I know, yeah. I see you laughing. You get it. Okay, here's another question. What is the difference between the lip injection and the lip flip that you do?
God, you're asking such good questions. Have you studied?
I have not studied.
You've been studying my Instagram.
I've been studying your Instagram. Yeah, I've been like, no, that's something. I know the physical difference of one is injected and one is like a Botox, right?
Yeah, so lip flip, I'll use a little dose of Botox all around the border of the mouth and it lightly everts the lip. So those muscles that clench and kind of, you know, purse the mouth inward are relaxed and then it gets
gotcha.
a really sexy beast tongue look. I love
right.
it.
Right.
It does affect your lips temporarily for the first 2 weeks. You feel it's a little challenging to do things that purse, like gargling or using a straw. But it's totally worth it. It looks very sexy.
And how long does that last for?
The same as any Botox. So it'll last about 90 days because we use such a tiny dose, maybe a little less, like mm-hmm. maybe like 2 months, 2.5 months. So do it right before a special event where you want to look really good.
And do you do the bottom lip as well?
I occasionally will if people really want to look pouty and sultry, but mostly upper lip. So for thin upper lip people, it's a blessing because you might be scared to do filler. This is such a nice way to show more pink of your lip.
Because sometimes I find, I haven't had it done, but I have had friends that have done just the filler, not the flip.
Yes, yes.
So the flip is new for me, but I find sometimes the filler... I wish we could see this because I'm not good at explaining my words when it comes to this, but it almost looks like thick opposed to a wide lip, like a beautiful pout.
Yeah.
Sometimes the girls get it done, not here, obviously.
Yeah.
But where it just feels like flappy.
It's true. It kind of has like a ducky look, like where it protrudes yeah. very sausagey and thick,
yeah.
thick. I know exactly that look you mean. But so that's, you know, filler is wonderful, and it's the injector that makes the difference. So you
right.
can have the same filler, and I can give you a gorgeous result, and someone else can give you a sausagey lip.
Right.
So it's really technique.
But it's probably also, I would be a better candidate, I would assume, for the flip, because I do have a thinner-ish up top lip.
I would do both for you, actually. Yeah. I'm already eyeing your lips. Yeah.
Okay. I love this.
Yeah. So if you smile, when you smile in the mirror and your lip curls in, your upper lip kind of tucks in and hides, then you're a great candidate for a lip flip. So do that little mirror test and see. When you smile, if your upper lip thins and curls under, then we should flip that lip out. So more pink shows, right?
I feel like I love just saying like, oh, flip the lip.
Flip the lip.
It just sounds fun, doesn't it?
And then we can still do some filler on top of that, because why not add a little pretty volume to the lip itself?
Just a little pout.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
Did
with
Did you guys
pout.
Try my lip plumper, by the way?
I use it every day.
I love it, too. We just took office photos, and we all were like, wait, we need our lip plump.
But it worked so well, and I'm not just saying this to be nice. It's actually crazy, because I'm obsessed with every kind of lip plump, lipstick, whatever. This one actually works, and I can tell you which photos I've taken on Instagram recently, which ones I've actually used the lip plumper and which I haven't.
Okay, I'm gonna go check that
out.
It's
crazy. I'll show you. It's actually and my mom asked me one time, if last time I came here, if I got my lips done, and I said no. Why? But I had
the plumper. Awesome. We'll have to get your mom some of that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's kind of a game changer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always been curious about the injections of the lips and everything. I think it's so popular.
And like, you shouldn't shy away from lip injections. I have my lips done. They don't look awfully fake, and you know.
Not at all.
You can do a subtle amount. And those of you who don't maintain your lip volume, that's your personal choice. However, every 10 years, you're going to lose 10 or 20% of lip volume. So all of us eventually will get those very thin, older lady lips, right? So, yeah. So like, do your maintenance. Why not do your maintenance?
Have you ever seen the movie Death Becomes Her?
Yes, that is so good.
Like,
I love that movie.
You are my magic potion lady, where you gave me the magic. It's Jen and I. It's basically about Jen and I. We're Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep, and you have given us the potion of the Fountain of Youth.
That's so funny.
I just need to take care of myself so my bones don't fall off. And
I got to rewatch that movie with Meryl Streep and
Goldie Hawn.
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
And Bruce Willis. And then the woman was, oh gosh, was she Italian?
Who was the evil villainess?
She was the Italian. But she had, listen, I don't think she was a villain, because she had the Fountain of Youth.
That's right. I'm going to rewatch that.
So come to Dr. K if you want the Fountain of Youth.
And I have a question for you.
Oh, please.
You are friends with Young Hollywood.
Yes.
And what percentage of Young Hollywood out there is getting stuff done on the lowdown and just like being 99%. Really natural? Yeah. So it's not all green juice and water and workouts.
It is definitely not green juice. It is definitely not working out. Everyone has a little something done, whether they want to admit to it or not. And that's fine. It's your own, you know, cup of tea. Do what you want. I can notice a difference, but I'm really good about those things. But you can tell who looks a little fresher when they are on camera that day. You can tell, you
little
know,
subtlety.
Especially with HDTV. It is not forgiving, let me tell you. That is not cute. No more.
You can see every crinkle, really.
You can see everything.
Yeah.
But I would say it's a lot of people. But you also have to take care of yourself. You know what I mean?
I don't drink. I don't smoke.
I don't do any of this.
Yeah.
And I think that shows in my skincare. I look very young, and yes, I need help, but it's also how you take care of your body.
It's very important to not put a stigma on that. Like, you guys should want to take care of your face the way you take care of your teeth, the way you take care of your body.
Yeah.
Like, please don't expect your face to last, and your confidence will go with it.
It's true.
So one other question I want to ask you. Please. You are so confident, and you project this bubbly, lovely energy. What's your advice for girls out there that don't feel that confident internally, but they're having to put on a good face? What do? Like, you go to a party and it's hard to mingle.
Fake it till you make it. That's what I say, honestly, because I'm a very surprising introverted person, and I love just being at home and being a homebody. And I'm usually very, very, very nervous at events and red carpets and all of that. But if I pretend that everything's great and I pretend that it's a show and I have a character persona of myself, then it seems to work fine. And then I can just crawl in a hole at home and put on a Housewives and eat some pizza. But
isn't
honestly,
that what we all want to do?
It's kind
after
of what
all.
We all do. But I think if you can fake the confidence and pretend to be bigger version of yourself, it will make you inside feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And not feel better as a human being, but it'll make you be able to handle all the people. And I don't know. That's my advice. It's not for everyone, but it certainly worked for me. It's helped me overcome a lot.
I think so. I agree with you. It's worked for me, too. I was very studious, very nerdy all through school. Very, you know, homebody.
You wouldn't know.
But somehow
But it's true.
I want people to know, like, I have all these skills, so I'm going to project that confidence and let you come into my world.
And I think the more open that you are with people, the more you realize everyone's all the same. Everyone's insecure. No one's really confident. No one's really that happy. Everyone has their problems. So if you got to fake it for a second, so be it. It's not the end of the world. But just know everyone's got a problem. Yeah. And it's okay.
It's okay. And we're here to help. There's a solution for all of that.
Yeah, talk it out. I'm always here. DM me. Just no nude pics. You know what I mean? Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. No. Not yet. Not yet. Your boy, your fiancé wouldn't appreciate that.
It would not appreciate that yet.
Well, it's awesome to have you on.
Well,
come all the time, and I'll always take care of your gorgeous skin for you.
And you're taking care of my mom right now, which is just the most fun because I'm just, I know we got to wrap this off, but like on a side note, I'm very nervous of surgery, and so she's